Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cambodia Legal and Tax. I'm Chad, and today we're talking about something that affects almost every business in Cambodia, and, of course, almost everyone looking for a job, the Cambodian labor market. Is it getting easier to hire? Is it getting harder? Are businesses finding enough skilled workers? And perhaps the biggest question of all, where is Cambodia's labor market heading? To help us explore these questions, I'm joined today by Zoe, who works closely with businesses on employment and workforce issues. Zoe, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Chad. It's great to be here. And I think this is a really interesting topic because Cambodia's labor market has been changing quite quickly.
Exactly. So let's start with the big picture. When people hear Cambodia's labor market, they often immediately think of factories and the garment industry. But is that still the whole story?
Not anymore. Garments and textiles are certainly still an important part of Cambodia's economy, but the labor market has become much more diverse. We're now seeing employment opportunities growing in areas such as technology, financial services, logistics, electronics manufacturing, construction, tourism, and other service industries. New investment projects are also creating jobs across a wider range of sectors. So if we compare the labor market today with what it looked like 10 or even 5 years ago, there has been quite a significant change.
So there are more opportunities than before?
Absolutely. Businesses continue to invest and expand their operations. We're seeing new factories, infrastructure projects, and growing service industries. But interestingly, the challenge isn't always about finding jobs. Sometimes the bigger challenge is finding people with the right skills to fill those jobs.
And that brings us to something I hear from employers all the time. We have vacancies, but we can't find the right candidates.
Exactly. That's one of the biggest issues we're seeing, the skills gap. Employers are increasingly looking for people with technical skills, digital knowledge, management capabilities, and specialized experience. The demand for these skills is growing quickly, but the supply of experienced talent isn't always keeping pace.
So would it be fair to say that Cambodia doesn't necessarily have a shortage of workers? It has more of a shortage of workers with the right skills.
Yes, I think that's a very good way of describing it. There are many people entering the workforce, but the nature of work itself is changing. Employers are looking for increasingly specialized skills. For example, a manufacturing company today might need technicians who can operate or maintain automated equipment. A financial services company may need employees who understand data analysis and digital tools. And even in tourism, businesses are increasingly looking for people with strong language skills and customer service abilities.
So I imagine that also means companies are competing more aggressively for good talent.
Definitely. Of course, salary is still important. Nobody is going to work for free.
I was hoping you were going to tell us that had changed.
Unfortunately, not yet. But salary is no longer the only thing employees are looking at. People are increasingly interested in career development, training opportunities, workplace culture, flexibility, and long-term career growth. So employers are starting to think not just about recruitment, but also about retention.
That's an important point. Finding someone is one thing. Keeping them is another.
Exactly. A company can spend a lot of time and money recruiting someone. But if that person leaves 6 months later, the company is back where it started. That's why creating a good working environment and providing opportunities for employees to develop their careers are becoming increasingly important.
Let's talk about recruitment itself. For a company coming into Cambodia for the first time, what does the hiring process generally look like?
From a practical perspective, it's fairly straightforward. Companies can advertise vacancies through online job platforms, social media, recruitment agencies, or professional networks. Candidates submit their applications, employers conduct interviews, and depending on the position, they may also check references or qualifications. Once the company identifies the right candidate, it can make a job offer and arrange for the employee to join the organization. So in many respects, the basic recruitment process is similar to what businesses would experience in other markets.
But I suppose finding the right person is only half the challenge.
Exactly. Sometimes the perfect candidate simply doesn't exist on the market at the moment. That's why many organizations are realizing they need to develop talent internally rather than waiting for someone with every single required skill to walk through the door.
And that brings us to training and development. We hear the words upskilling and reskilling everywhere these days. Sometimes they sound like classic corporate buzzwords. Are they actually making a difference?
I think they are becoming increasingly important. The skills required in many jobs are changing much faster than they used to. Some of the skills businesses need today weren't even common requirements 5 or 10 years ago. As a result, companies are investing more in employee training, leadership development, technical education, and other workforce development programs. And importantly, many businesses are beginning to see training not simply as a cost, but as an investment in their future workforce.
That's a good way of looking at it. Instead of saying, we can't find the right person, perhaps companies can also ask, can we develop the right person?
Exactly.
And the government is also involved in developing the workforce, right?
Yes. The government has introduced various workforce development initiatives and vocational training programs. One important area is technical and vocational education and training, or TVET. These programs are designed to provide students and workers with practical, job-ready skills in areas such as engineering, information technology, construction, agriculture, and many other fields.
So the goal is really to bring education and employment closer together?
Exactly. Employers want people who can apply their knowledge in the workplace, while students and workers want qualifications and skills that can lead to real employment opportunities. TVET and other vocational programs can help bridge that gap. There are also shorter-term training programs available through various training centers, which allow workers to develop specific skills without necessarily having to go through a long academic program.
That sounds particularly useful in an environment where technology and job requirements are changing so quickly.
It is. Lifelong learning is becoming more important because having the right skills today doesn't necessarily mean you'll have all the skills you need 5 years from now.
That's probably a good lesson for both employers and employees. So, Zoe, if you had to give employers one key message about Cambodia's labor market today, what would it be?
I would say the opportunities are definitely there, but businesses need to think beyond simply hiring people. Cambodia continues to create employment opportunities and attract investment across a wide range of industries. But businesses that want to succeed over the long term need to invest in their people. That means hiring the right talent, but also developing employees, providing training, creating a positive workplace culture, and giving people reasons to stay and grow with the organization.
So perhaps the future of Cambodia's labor market isn't just about having more workers. It's about having better skilled workers and companies that know how to develop and retain them.
Exactly. I think that's a very good summary.
Well, that's a great note to end on. Zoe, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your insights.
Thank you, Chad. It was great to be here.
And thank you to everyone listening to Cambodia Legal and Tax. Whether you're an employer looking to expand your team, an HR professional trying to attract and retain talent, or someone thinking about your next career move, we hope today's discussion gave you a better understanding of where Cambodia's labor market is heading. We'll be back next month with another topic affecting businesses, employers, and employees in Cambodia. Until then, thanks for listening, and see you next time.